Hello, this is Kelly, and this is my first audio boo. I'm a little nervous about that. I'm here in Mexico. Maybe you can hear the ocean behind me? Not sure. Anyway, while I'm here, my brain has taken a bit of a break, and a few questions have come back to me that have been posed recently. One in particular by someone who's quite prominent in the animal rescue world. This person asked me, what would I do in a situation where there is a small community, a small conservative community of families, with a large municipal shelter that is about 85% full of pit bulls and bully type breeds, and the community as of yet isn't interested in adopting these types of dogs. They're languishing in the shelter. And this woman asked, you know, what would I do for that kind of situation? And really, it's a difficult question. I will have my own disclaimer here. I am definitely a bully breed advocate. I love bulldogs, pit bulls, American bulldogs. I have my own American bulldog. Definitely a champion for the breed type. I love the big lugs. But, you know, I also have worked with shelters and rescues for the past 10 to 12 years. And, you know, it is a problem. A lot of these dogs, as lovely as they are, aren't necessarily right for everyone. I mean, no dog is right for every family. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, everybody has their own specific needs and skills and abilities and desires, you know, for what they would like to bring a dog into their home for. And there isn't a one-size-fits-all. And when it comes to the larger breeds, you know, you've got to look at things such as physical strength as well, and again, skill level and handling. Now, that said, on the other side of the coin, I have been to many a shelter where I am the person coming into a municipal shelter to pull dogs to go to perhaps another more another shelter where they do better adoptions or more adoptions. So, you know, moving animals from one shelter to another where they have a better chance of getting seen and adopted. And I've been to these places where definitely by far the top 10 dogs in the place as far as solid temperament, you know, friendliness, activity level, training, response to training have all been pit bulls. And, you know, the shelters that I'm pulling animals for say, you can't come back with 10 pit bulls. We'll never move them. They'll sit here. They'll languish. So, you know, while I understand they're not for everybody, I also think that they are underutilized as a pet dog. So I know when this question was posed to me, what to do, you've got so many of them and so few homes, it was challenging. So, of course, I do have some ideas. You know, I think, you know, a PR campaign that features these dogs and shows off their skills and, you know, the good qualities that they've got. Training them to have some better qualities and making sure that they know some tricks and maybe have some other special skills installed, highlighting dogs in the community that have been adopted, pit bulls that have been adopted, that are doing well or perhaps have jobs, such as, you know, they have the search and rescue dogs and, you know, things like that, sniffer dogs. So, you know, you can definitely do that and you can do some community education. But it's a larger question than that, and I'm going to come back to it. But I don't know, I'm putting it out there for you as well. Tweet me. What do you think? What would you do in this kind of situation where, you know, it's basically a question of supply and demand, and how do we best affect change in this situation? I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.